Afghanistan's peak human rights agency says it's prepared to help Australia's Inspector General in its investigation of alleged unlawful killings of civilians by some Australian special forces. The ABC has obtained more than 90 reports by Afghanistan's Independent Human Rights Commission, some involving alleged civilian casualties in botched raids by Australian troops. As revealed by 7:30, one raid involved the killing of a six-year-old boy and another an old man. Mark Willissey reports.
We've got one pinned in this f***ing room.
It was a war fought in barren valleys, in farmers' fields, in mud-brick civilian compounds, against an enemy that wore no uniform.
They were working in a highly complex and ambiguous operating environment. The special forces had a certain role to play, and that role, part of that role, was taking the head off the snake.
Glenn Kolomitz did two rotations with the Special Operations Task Group in Afghanistan as an Australian Army legal officer. Among his roles was providing legal support to commanders and soldiers in the planning and conduct of operations, including special forces raids.
We know there are civilian casualties in these operations, and we know that not all of them were involved in the fight.
Reports from Afghanistan's Independent Human Rights Commission obtained by the ABC claim there were civilian casualties from Australian special forces raids. One investigation by the Commission centred on a 2013 raid by the SAS in Oruzgan province, in which a man and his young son were shot dead where they slept. The SAS troopers involved were later cleared by defence after they claimed the father had pointed a pistol at them. It's an account challenged by the Afghan Human Rights Commission report and its chair, Shahzad Akbar.
Our investigation states that this man was not in any way attacking the Australian forces. He was not a threat. He was a civilian.
This isn't the only Australian raid in which the Human Rights Commission said innocent civilians died. In one 18 months earlier, the Commission's investigation claims a man was mauled by an Australian dog, then shot, while another was wounded in the thigh and later found dead after being taken by the Australian soldiers to the village mosque, where it's alleged he was beaten. Human Rights Commission Chair Shahzad Akbar says her agency's investigations are comprehensive and credible.
Our colleagues visit the sites where the reported abuses happen. They engage with victims, they engage with other eyewitnesses, they engage with authorities, they visit hospitals.
Earlier this year, the Inspector General of Defence went to Afghanistan to interview witnesses as part of his investigation into allegations of war crimes by Australian Special Forces. The ABC understands the two raids investigated by the Afghan Human Rights Commission are part of the IGADF's inquiry. Afghan Human Rights Commission head Shahzad Akbar wants the Inspector General to bring any Australian perpetrators to justice.
I strongly welcome this. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission has time and again repeatedly asked for investigation of civilian casualties by all authorities from all sides. So I welcome this investigation and we await the results and we hope justice is delivered to the victims.
That's Afghan Human Rights Commission Chair Shahzad Akbar ending Mark Willissey's report.